Welcome back. This podcast explores the wisdom of generosity from ancient to modern and the beautiful space where generosity occurs. When I am coaching a new fund development professional, we often have a conversation about the person's childhood. Why? Let me share a quote that explains why. This week, I'm reading a quote from The Spirituality of Fundraising by Henry Nouwen, originally presented in 1992. Quote, "Those of us who ask for money need to look carefully at ourselves. The question is not how to get money, rather, the question is about our relationship with money. We will never be able to ask for money if we do not know how we ourselves relate to money. What is the place money has in our lives? The importance of money is so tied up with relationships that it seems almost impossible to think about it without also thinking about how family life has influenced our relationship with money. How many of us know how much money our father or mother earns or has at the moment? Do we normally talk about it with them about their money? Is money ever a subject at the dinner table conversation? Are family conversations about money usually anxious, angry, hopeful, satisfied? Did our parents talk with us about money when we were children? Do they talk about it with us now? Did they ever teach us skills in how to handle money? And in our own turn, do we discuss our financial affairs with our children? Are we comfortable telling them how we earn it and how we use it? Money is a central reality of family relationships. It is also a central reality in our relationships with people, institutions, and causes beyond family life. Therefore, we need to think about this side of our financial life. How do we spend the money we have? Are we inclined to save it so we will be able to prepare for emergencies? Or do we spend it because we might not have it later? Do we like to give our money to family, charities, churches, political parties, to educational institutions? Where are we, in fact, giving our money? Are we concerned about whether our gift is tax deductible? Does that question even occur to us? Now he goes on and he says, quote, "If our money touches our relationships with family members, as well as the world beyond our home, it also reaches into our inner life. It is interesting that phrase, personal worth, can mean both the extent of our financial assets and our value as a human being. Once again, some questions may help us explore this aspect of our relationship with money. How does having or not having money affect our self-esteem, our sense of value? Do we feel good about ourselves when we have a lot of money? If we do not have much money, do we feel bad about ourselves? Is a low or even modest income a source of embarrassment? Or do we think money doesn't matter at all? Money and power go together. There is also a real relationship between power and the sense of self-worth. Do we ever use money to control people or events? In other words, do we use our money to make things happen the way we want them to happen? Do we ever use money simply to give to others the freedom to do what they want to do? How do we feel when people ask us for money? If any of these questions makes us feel uncomfortable, it may be because talking about money is one of the greatest taboos around." Unquote. As I read these questions, I hope they gave you a pause for reflection. Instead of asking you a reflection question this week, I hope you will purchase this insightful book and spend time working through these questions. Trust me, it will help you enter that beautiful space where generosity can occur. Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.